This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, Now Playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Chrissy Hynde.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Belly BC, that's who.
A self-fulfilling prophecy of endless possibility. New rolling waves across the street. In algebra, the fences that you can't climb, the sentences.
A beautiful day. There's a pigeon about 7 feet from my head. There he goes. Sticking my head out of my attic. In my little house in North Manchester, where I'm pre-recording the programme for you last Wednesday for you lot. It's a really beautiful sunny day. I'm in a great mood. So a lot of my choices on the programme today. To quote the Beastie Boys, that's the kind of frame of mind I'm in. I'm feeling summery, I'm feeling youthful, I'm feeling vibrant. So there'll be a lot of that. I've not introduced myself, have I? Excuse me. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. We open the show there with Tom York's Analyze from his solo project The Eraser. Absolutely love that record. If you don't own it, you should. What else have I got for you on the show this week? I've got a song for guy recommendation involving Nick Mulvey. More of that coming up in a little bit. Tune Yards are my featured artist this week. I saw her play at the Sasquatch Festival in Washington. I'll tell you all about that here. She's really quite remarkable, and she's doing the festival circuit this year. Make sure you catch her. And as part of Six Music's celebration of South American music, there'll be two Beckopedias this week. We're going to have two recommendations from the Beckopedia, and also I'm going to play you a couple of things as well. But first of all, let's have a listen to Tune Yards, our featured artist. I know I've absolutely hammered this compilation that came out last year, the Red Hot and Fella compilation. Everybody covering Fella Cootie songs. More about the Red Hot series, actually, from the Beckopedia in a little while. But this is Tune Yards, who's just the most... She's just remarkable. She's like a small, cute, white girl, and her voice does not sound like that at all. She makes her loops live on stage and has two fierce backing vocalists with her recreating her records and a really great drummer. The girl on the drums is amazing as well. It was the most vibrant, exciting performance I've seen live since seeing Fela Kuti's son, Femi Kuti, at Glastonbury a few years ago. That was by far the best gig I've ever seen. But you have to catch Tune Yards this summer, especially if you like dancing at festivals. It really is remarkable. So here she is. This is Tune Yards with Questlove, and let me just move something here. I can't read the rest of that name. Anjali Kijo and Akua Naru. The song's called Lady. It's one of Fela Kuti's. It's called Lady once again. Tune Yards, Questlove, Anjali Kijo and Akuru Naru. This is awesome.
Discover equal when you undercover. We will discuss the justice. centuries you suffer. From auction blocks to record covers, beauty and canvas gauge painted by the other. Jane Doe, bitch, whole baby mother. The knee rolls, afro color. One is to back it up. Gyrate and yell, freedom tellers, half acres. The waiting on a 40 acres. Mule of the world abused by folklore. Black bodies are right inside supply stores. Lady to lady, I understand for sure. Minds ignored, but wounds free to explore. We write your story as you get a mind potion mouth. Play the background, your backside, cash cap. Turn around, get you more of the ass now. Wait a minute, even holding it on the down. Backbone of the world since before sound. Black girl, you'll see when a woman found. Leaving on the next greyhound across town. Sister cop the window, sweet Badu style. While a wound bleeds the wounds of the deep south. Can't wash it out, kind is real, kind you rebel. Put us on our knees, make us fiend to clean down. Keep it real, you afraid when we speak loud. When we scream, you seen a ghost in the haunted house. Simmer down, it's the black, you can't reach out. And the story we gon' breathe in and breathe out. Lady.
Wasn't that amazing? Tune Yards, Questlove, Angelique Kidjo and Akaru Naru. I'm going to say that again. Akua Naru. And that was Lady by Fela Kuti. Once again, the compilation is called Red Hot and Fela. And the Red Hot charity, of course, all the proceeds go to fight AIDS. As part of Six Music's celebration of South American music this weekend, to tie in with the World Cup beginning in Brazil, this is a tune by Bebel Gilberto. We're actually going to have two tunes from Bebel or involving her throughout the programme. But this beautiful thing is Samba de Banaco. It really is something special. She's Brazilian, by the way.
Ser alegre que ser triste, alegria melhor coisa que existe, é assim como a luz no coração. Mas pra fazer um samba com beleza é preciso um bocado de tristeza, é preciso um bocado de tristeza, senão se faz um samba. Fazer samba não é contar piada. E quem faz samba assim não é de nada. O bom samba é uma forma de oração. Porque o samba é a tristeza que balança. A tristeza tem sempre uma esperança. A tristeza tem sempre uma esperança de um dia não ser mais triste, não. Põe um pouco de amor numa cadência, vai ver que ninguém no mundo vence a beleza que tem o samba, não. Porque o samba nasceu lá na Bahia, se hoje ele é branco na poesia, Se hoje ele é branco na poesia, ele é negro demais no coração. É melhor ser alegre que ser triste. Alegria é a melhor coisa que existe, assim como a luz no coração. Põe um pouco de amor numa cadência, vai ver que ninguém no mundo vence a beleza que tem um samba, não. O samba nasceu lá na Bahia, se hoje ele é branco na poesia, se hoje ele é branco na poesia, ele é negro demais no coração.
Bebel Gilberto and Samba de Bonaco. At the end of the programme, if you've missed the title of any of the tunes, then you can either go back and listen to the whole programme again on the iPlayer, your own personal time machine, or just look on my page on the Six Music website and they'll all be listed there a few minutes after the show finishes.
Six Music.
It's always been a dream of mine, really, to play in front of like a really large open-air crowd in Liverpool.
This is Craig Charles.
Finally, I've arrived. Getting goosebumps. Here when I took my trunk of funk home to Liverpool on the waterfront. Joining me on stage and performing to my home crowd, I was honoured to have Smooth and Shirella making a special diversion from his European tour, the legendary soul singer Lee Fields. From the first beat of my DJ set till the lights go down, don't miss this very special edition of my show,
Craig Charles Funk and Soul Show, The Homecoming.
Catch up now at the Six Music website.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter
and the anti-matter.
Nick Mulvey. First came across Nick when he was in the Portico Quartet. An extraordinary musician. He's made some beautiful records of late. Lorraine Ralph got in touch. Let me just see if I can find her email. Lorraine Ralph, where are you? Where are you, love? Oh, I've lost her email. But she was basically telling me all about how much she loves Nick Mulvey and how I should play this tune, basically. Lorraine Ralph, sorry I couldn't read out your email. I've forgotten where it is. It was basically saying how wonderful Nick was. He is, I agree, to the point where we've asked him to open up for us. This coming weekend, we're playing a gig in an arena in Belgium, and we got to choose our support, and we asked Nick if he was available, and he's going to join us on the stage, thank goodness. He's a wonderful performer, so I'm looking forward to meeting him. In fact, when this show is broadcast, it will have come to pass, and I'm sure by now we're really great friends. Do you know what I mean? I'm going to play his record now. Ladies and gentlemen, Nick Mulvey.
Making all the memes, so goes my brother's dream. Two sides to the fold, always four starts to lean. But I won't leave, I won't leave him in between. Walking alone on shore. Because the making of a meme is no easy dream. Keeps him from asking for more. Trazendo mata aqui. One day we will be in the cemetery green that our father works to clean. He's seen the house of saying give me is a holy place for working alive and for sure. It's the house of saying give me that's a lonely place. Keeps him from wanting. Made aware of the watching in his stead, leads us to an original course. So come on, come on. Oh, my mommy, oh. Cemetery green that my father keeps to clean. He's seen the plot that he must tend. Is that which has no end. The more you know, the less you can be sure. It's in the house of Saint Gimme. That's my trail and my trace. Keeps me from wanting.
Nick Mulvey and House of Saint Gimme. That was a song for Guy recommendation from Lorraine Ralph. And as I said, by the time this programme's broadcast, I'm sure I'm already great mates with Nick. He's playing with us in Belgium this weekend. So yes, it'll be Garvey and Mulvey, which will be like inseparable, be like Lemon and Matow by now, I'm sure. The other thing that I'm very, very excited about that will have come to pass by the time this show goes out on Sunday is that I will have recorded my edition of Desert Island Discs, the ultimate radio accolade. I can't quite believe that Kirsty invited me, personally invited me when I was on the Chris Evans show. And of course I've thought of nothing else for 3 months. How can I boil down my love of music to 8 songs? So I kind of just updated the list every time I was on a train journey over the last 3 months. And when the music stopped, i.e. tomorrow, wherever it is there, that those are the 8 I'm going to pick. Marvellous, eh? Here to celebrate is Terry Wogan with a choice from his edition of the programme.
Terry, although you said that television doesn't mean as much to you as radio, you have done Blankety Blank, of course, on the box, and The Chat Show, and you're the only interviewer not to use a clipboard, to my observation.
Well, that's I suppose I wouldn't like that to become too important. The reason I don't use a clipboard is because I like to keep eye contact. I want to keep in touch with the person I'm interviewing all the time. I do not want him to feel that he's lost my attention while he's making an answer.
Which has been your most awkward moment while interviewing? Have you had anyone?
Because I've only done one series, and I expect I shall have a most appalling embarrassments. I think the most difficult was Jerry Lee Lewis, who is the rock and roll pianist, who talks like that, you know, while she can't make out what I'm saying, you know, could talk like that, yeah. And I had the greatest of difficulty in understanding his replies. Now, he obviously thought that he was riposting like a good'un, because you could see from his expression that he thought, I got a good one off there. But between his brain process and what was coming out the other end, well, I sort of take up and was about a year, well, I got
something was
well
getting lost.
Yeah,
You take the rough with the smooth. You still do the Eurovision Song Contest.
I love doing that. It's a piece of self-indulgence, as the viewer has, and indeed the listener, has readily appreciated and knows. I take it with a pinch of salt. The Eurovision Song Contest is a monument to banality and mediocrity. And everybody knows that. I give the viewer and the listener credit. And so I don't take it seriously. I send it up. And occasionally, people write to points of view on television, given off because I'm talking too much or I'm interrupting. You see, I don't believe it's a piece of Wagner. I don't believe it's a piece of art. I believe it's a piece of rubbish.
Yes, we agree about that. Let's have another record.
The first one is by the man I regard as the greatest romantic singer in the world, and being a rapidly aging romantic myself. And I think you do go more in for the maudlin romance the older you get. I've picked Nat King Cole.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you when our love was new. And each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain, my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
This is BBC Radio
6 Music.
BBC News at 2:30. I'm Tom Sanders. A suicide bombing in Baghdad has killed at least 9 people and wounded 20 more. Police say an attacker detonated an explosive vest near Tahrir Square. Our World Affairs editor John Simpson is in the Iraqi capital.
It feels a very nervous place. By pure chance, I bumped into a government minister. He said to me that last Thursday, the whole government was in a state of utter panic. People finding it difficult even to speak to each other, put sentences together to know what to do about it all. But he said that has calmed down now.
Iraqi government forces are trying to hold back an advance on the city by Sunni militants from the north. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has accused Hamas of abducting 3 Israeli teenagers who disappeared from the West Bank on Thursday. Israeli military forces say they've detained dozens of Palestinians as they searched the city of Hebron. Hamas called Mr. Netanyahu's comments stupid. A man has been charged with the murder of a 39-year-old woman in Suffolk. Jane Bartholomew was found dead on Friday night at a house in Martlesham Heath. 42-year-old Scott Ellis is due before magistrates tomorrow. The Chief Inspector of Schools in England, Sir Michael Wilshaw, has agreed to meet parents from some of the schools at the centre of allegations of a takeover by Muslim extremists. The school's inspectorate, Ofsted, met with a number of Birmingham MPs earlier on this week. The Culture Secretary, Sajid Javid, was asked whether a strain of conservative Islam was becoming a problem in the UK.
It's always a small minority that spoils it for everyone.
Absolutely.
And although it's a small number, they can have a great impact. That's what we've seen in these schools. That's what we're potentially seeing with British people going over to Syria to fight, which I think is unacceptable.
Sure. And more than 15 million people in the UK tuned in to watch England's opening World Cup game against Italy. The audience peaked just before half-time. That's the 6 Music News, more at 3:30.
This is 6 Music.
This is
BBC Radio
6 Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
love that Shriek by White Oak, and that's the new one from her. What an amazing sound, eh? I heard it on Lauren's show last week, and I was like, I want to go. So I've just had a go. I was in Moscow last weekend. That's pretty cool, isn't it? I'm a child of the Cold War, and I was striding around Red Square without a care in the world. Quite amazing, actually. What you don't really get from the movies is the scale of the buildings in Moscow. Absolutely vast. Also, the craziest traffic system in the world. Totally wacky races. 8 lanes of traffic, no road markings. Go figure. So not being the best passenger, it was a little bit hairy at times. But the lovely thing was discovering that Elbard had a fan base out there, because we've had nothing to indicate that over the last however many years we've been releasing records. That's because they have an enormous black market for records in Russia. So in 2009, we doubled our record sales, our official record sales in Russia, when we sold a second copy of The Seldom Seen Kid, our biggest record. So there you go, you see, the master must have worn out that they were burning all the fake ones from. Because we got out there and there was 5,000 kids very happy to see us. Really lovely time. I know a lot of you listened to the programme who came down to the show. It was the warmest welcome. Thank you so much. And the lovely thing was that we ran into our old friends, the Bombay Bicycle Club, and had a few drinks with them as well. We also ran into Palmer Violets, who we've never met before. What a lovely bunch they are. Really, really nice lads. But yeah, the Bombay boys, we toured Australia with them a couple of years ago, and it was great to see them again. This song will forever remind me of that tour, which we agreed between a bunch of us was a fantastic tour, maybe one of the best we've ever done in terms of having a laugh and seeing a beautiful place. The Bombay Bicycle Club, ladies and gentlemen, with the fabulous Rinse Me Down. This is a summer tune, if ever I heard one. my mates, the Bombay Bicycle Club, Clang Clang, name drop Clang. And while I'm clanging, I should get like an anvil effect. Crack production team, will you get like a clanging anvil effect whenever I name drop, please? Not too loud. So I went to see the showing of a film in Manchester last week with my friend Peter. And it was called Keeping Rosie, starring Maxine Peake. And out of nowhere, Simon, otherwise known as Cherry Ghost, was there, and so was Leanne Lahavas. Now, we invited those guys to come and play with us when we played at Jodrell Bank a few years ago, just because we could pick the whole day who we had playing. So we had the Brewis Brothers on, that was amazing, Field Music. We had Leanne on, we had Willie Mason on, and we had Cherry Ghost on. It was an amazing day, a lovely lineup. And so it was great to see them too. It was like a little bit of a reunion. We went and had a few drinks, I don't mind telling you, please drink responsibly and all that. And very exciting that they're working together, that they're writing together, because they're both so skilled. One of the reasons I invited Leanne and Willie is because they do this beautiful duet together, and they didn't disappoint us by doing that. Willie played, then Leanne played, and then they did this beautiful duet together. It was the first song I heard of her from the Lost and Found EP, which I think was her first release, and it's called No Room for Doubt. What a beautiful thing. Lots of love to Leanne, or as I know her, Havoc, and to Simon, our Cherry Ghost.
You caught me guilty, taking the pieces of you. That night you took flight, I couldn't decide what to do. I won't let a safe bet continue to make me go blue. Could go solo, would that be the right thing to do? We all make mistakes, we do. I learn from you. We all make mistakes, we do. I learn from you. Tiptoe too slow out of the door to your house. I know you know that this way leads me out. Outside too bright, you're within, I'm without. You're within, I'm without.
We all make mistakes,
we do. I learn from you. We all make mistakes, we do. I learn from you. We do. I learn from you. We all make mistakes. We do. I learn from you. We all make mistakes. We do. I learn from you. We all
mistakes. Oh, we do. I learn from you. Oh, please sleep softly. Leave me now. Please sleep softly.
Softly.
Leave me no room for doubt.
Leave me no room for doubt.
Leanne LaHavas, or as I know her now, Havoc. That was No Room for Doubt, featuring Willie Mason, the wonderful Willie Mason. I remember once, actually, we were on tour with Coldplay, Anvil. There we go. We were on tour with Coldplay, and Willie Mason turned up out of the blue. He was friends with Kitty, Daisy and Lewis, who were touring alongside us. And he showed up out of nowhere, and he was sat on the lawn playing a guitar. And Wayne, our drum tech, came in and he said, there's a bloke out there doing an impression, a brilliant impression of Willie Mason. I was like, he's got it down, yeah, he would have that down. And he was like, is that Willie Mason? I was like, yeah. Anyway, yeah, Havoc. I said to her the other night, does anybody call you Havoc? And she said, no. And I thought, I've got a quarter of a million listeners who are going to say different. So next time you address an email to her, call her Havoc, I think she'll like that. Here's the Beckopedia to help us continue the celebration, Six Music celebration of South American music. Now then?
Now then. Since Band Aid in 1984 put charity records on the map, musicians have donated their time and talent to many good causes in the last 25 years. But few have lasted longer or produced more and varied contributions than the Red Hot series. The Red Hot organisation was dedicated to raising AIDS awareness through music and released Red Hot and Blue, the first of a staggering 19 albums, in 1990. This and subsequent records have featured everyone from Tom Waits to Madonna, covering music by the greats from Stan Getz to Marvin Gaye. Red Hot and Rio, released in 1996, has a gem of a track tucked away at the very end. Preciso Gise Che Chiamo is a home recording by Cazuza and Babel Gilberto. Made on the day they wrote the song, it's raw and atmospheric. From its endearing spoken introduction to the simple, relaxed vocals, the performance is flushed with the bright enthusiasm of creativity in full flow. But by the time this track appeared on the album, Cazuza himself had long since died of AIDS, making this precious recording all the more poignant. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Agora eu queria apresentar uma música de autoria de Dé, Bebel e Cazuza, chamada Eu Preciso Dizer Que Eu Te Amo. Bebel vai começar a cantar agora. Por favor, não façam barulho no ambiente. Muito obrigado.
Maestro.
Maestro, Beto. Pai, vai, sapo. Pato.
Besteiras, tanta coisa incomum, deixando escapar segredos. Eu não sei que hora dizer, me dá um medo. Que medo é que eu preciso dizer que eu te amo, te ganhar ou perder sem engano.
É, eu preciso dizer que eu te amo tanto. E até o tempo passa arrastado, só pra eu ficar do teu lado. Você me chora dores de outro amor, se abre e acaba comigo. E nessa novela eu não quero ser teu amigo. É que eu preciso dizer que eu te amo, te ganhar ou perder, se engano. É,
eu preciso dizer.
sono, lembrando em cada riso teu qualquer bandeira. Fechando e abrindo a geladeira a noite inteira.
É que eu preciso dizer que eu te amo, te ganhar ou perder sem engano.
É, eu preciso dizer que eu te amo tanto. Quando a gente conversa, contando casos, besteiras, tanta coisa em comum, deixando escapar segredos, eu não sei em que hora dizer e tenho medo. É
que eu preciso dizer que eu te amo, te ganhar ou perder.
Eu preciso dizer que eu te amo tanto. E até o tempo passa arrastado, só pra eu ficar do teu lado. Você chora dores de outro amor, se abre e acaba comigo. E nessa novela, baby, eu não quero ser teu amigo, não. É
que eu preciso dizer que eu te amo, te ganhar ou perder sem engano.
É, eu preciso dizer que eu te amo tanto.
Eu já não sei se eu tô misturando.
Preciso dizer que te amo. Cazuza and Bebel Gilberto, chosen by choked by the Wikipedia. Let's try it again. Preciso dizer que te amo by Cazuza and Bebel Gilberto and picked by the Wikipedia.
Six music.
Social uses of media
has changed things quite dramatically, I think.
The ground is shifting all the time.
You have to be more spontaneous.
Now playing.
This is an interactive show. The way that it's all connected, the way that it's plugged in, is quite phenomenal.
With Tom Robinson.
Tonight, we won't just be reflecting the online conversation, we'll be controlled by it.
I'm Tim from James.
And I'm Larry, one of the guitar players in James.
In a Now Playing first, James will be performing live with every track being picked by you.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a fun thing to do, to go, okay, choose the song.
Some of the songs, whether they're new or old, they're going to be different than the other versions that we've ever recorded.
Join us for Now Playing with James, live in session.
Tonight from 6 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Charlie Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
We've had an email here from Alan McLean. Hi Guy, I've sent some songs in before, but not for a while. Long time fan, etc. My current recommendation is So Long by Moonlight by Scott Matthews. So Long My Moonlight, I beg your pardon. I listened to his first album, Passing Stranger, a lot when it came out. It's a good one, I agree, Al. It's an amazing song and got played on the radio loads, but his second album got not so great reviews and I lost track of what he was doing. I have to say, you can't always go off people's reviews. In fact, do you know what? Naming no names, because some of us are gentlemen, my press agent only had certain limited amount of tickets that he could give to journalists when we were touring the UK a few years ago. This journalist wanted one night and he said, I'm terribly sorry, but I can only get you in with a free ticket on the other night. And the guy gave us a bad review, like, to show him his power. So, yeah, don't worry about that stuff, you know. Anyway, I haven't heard the album in question, but I'm sure it's great. And if not, you're allowed to do one crap record, aren't you? He continues, Alan, I looked him up and found he'd recorded some more music, went to see him live and was stunned all over again by the emotions in the songs and his singing. This one was a particular fave with a waltz rhythm, swirling guitar, bass drum and horn into play and his soaring voice, and I would love it to get some more airplay. He's got a new album out and he's touring at the moment too, and I can heartily recommend going to see him if you get the chance. Kind regards, Alan McLean. Well, Al, here you go. It is Scott Matthews. I'm already a huge fan of his work. And this is So Long, My Moonlight.
Mm-hmm.
to you, burn it. That's why she slurred as her lover just blurs and slips out of frame as her focus gets worse. He's craving a curious taste, out on the prowl, pushing hard through the crowd. Dilution of his former self as the last of the purity drips from his spell. In these dizzy confines of a merry-go-round, coughs the city draped in bellows of smoke. And it's high time he entered the mind of someone else to see what it's like.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
You had it all my day, you had it all. You had it all my day. Each morning we marry, it's just the most gorgeous of days. I know you'll never run away. You made it.
That beautiful, summery, lovely thing is for my mate Maurice. That's Kurt Vile and Never Run Away from the album Walking on a Pretty Days. It puts me in mind of an album by Mike Fellows, who was previously in Silver Jews. I'm going to play a tune from it, a very touching tune, in a little while. First of all, I want to read you this email. While we were on tour in America a couple of weeks ago, I interviewed our drum technician, Wayne Chappell, otherwise known as Purple Wayne, on account of his favourite colour of gaffer tape. Gaffer tape is like duct tape. It holds a roadie's universe together. And he played a snare. He demonstrated a towel deadening system that he's come up with for Jupp snare to get different sounds. I got this email. Dear Guy, was that snare Purple Wayne played us all a Black Beauty? If so, I believe it might be my old drum. Our mutual friend Pete Marshall, aka Mandolin Pete, looked after it for me when I left Manchester for India a few years ago, and he sold it to your drummer on my behalf. If it was, could you please send it my regards? I have many memories of touring round and round the country with it in my old band Polytechnic. Maybe you remember us. I think you saw us once in Liverpool when we played under the cathedral. I wasn't destined to be a career drummer and didn't really deserve a drum as nice as that snare, but we got lucky and the record label gave us equipment budget. Our bass player Yuri made me spend some of the money as they all got new guitars. That was the nicest drum I will ever own. Maybe it still has its square blue case, and maybe you can still make out Polytechnic stenciled on it somewhere. I have often thought of it when listening to Elbow songs, wondering if that's my old drum, and wondering how it's fared since it left my company. Please send me any news if you have any. I do miss it. Thanks, Tim Warren of the ill-fated Polytechnic. Well, Tim, I phoned my drummer before I started this programme. I phoned Richard Barryjup. He'll be very happy that I share his middle name with you. Richard Barryjup, and I read him that email, and he said, yes, indeed, it is that snare that Purple Wayne was playing, and it's featured loads. He says it's a beautiful instrument, and it's featured loads on the last two Elbow albums, in particularly the songs Real Life, New York Morning, Open Arms, and The Birds. So there you go. It's going to some good use. He loves it very much. And he said to tell you, what was it? Oh, yeah. He will love him and hug him and call him George. I hope that's satisfying for you, Tim. This next tune by Rufus Wainwright. No, Loudon Wainwright III. He didn't write it. I'll find out who wrote it while you're listening to it. This is to our stage manager, Mr. Rich House, because he's had a baby girl. Him and his missus have had a baby girl. She's a sleeper. She's a keeper. And this is for her. Lots of love to you three.
She wants everything she wants. I see she gets. That's my daughter in the water. Everything she owns, I bought her. Everything she owns. That's my daughter in the water. Everything she knows, I taught her. Everything she knows. Everything I say, she takes to heart. Everything she takes apart. Every time she fell. And that's my daughter in the water. I lost every time I fought her. Yeah, I lost every time. We'll be right back.
time. She blinks, she strikes somebody blind. Every sign she thinks blows her tiny mind. That's my daughter in the water. Who'd have ever thought her?
I was supposed to find out who wrote that for you, wasn't I? But I thought, it's more fun if you impress me. I could look on the internet, there's no fun in it, is there? Who wrote that song, Daughter? Performed there by Ludden Wainwright III. You might know it from the end credits of the film, Knocked Up. But that was for Rich House and family, including his new baby daughter. Welcome to the world, little one. This next tune is in keeping with my summery themes. It's Love Stop Repeat. It's called A Busy Heart Beating Strong, and it reminds me of first starting at this wonderful, wonderful radio station.
Will someone still remember?
stop, repeat, and a busy heart beating strong. Perfect, sunny, hopefully, when this goes out, sunny Sunday afternoon music. Let's have another Desert Island Disc snippet, this time from R. Peely. Lovely man. This is him talking about one of his favourite songs. Very poetically put as well. Listen to the poetry the man possesses.
You became a bit of a cult, and it's not a tag that you like, is it?
Not at all, no, not really. I mean, I find, you know, people will do this, and it's... If you try to avoid having an image and just be yourself, which obviously is much easier, really. It's like the difference between telling truth and telling lies. Because if you tell lies, you have to try and remember what it is that you said and to whom you said it. Whereas if you just tell the truth, it's a lot easier. You know, there's nothing to remember. And so it's just a lot easier to be yourself. But people really, at times in the past, not so much now, but in the past, people have... You know, the kind of lack of image becomes an image in itself. And you can't escape from it. People will try and... make you fit into some kind of, you know, something that they've developed in their own mind.
Let's have your second record there.
Well, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was standing in the fog on Stowmarket Station, and there was nobody else on the platform waiting for the train into London, and the only light was very diffused light through the fog, and I was standing at the end of the platform, and behind the station there's an industrial estate, and very, very faintly and very tinnily from the industrial estate, I could hear Roy Orbison's It's Over, and it was a magical moment.
Your baby doesn't love you anymore. Golden days before they end, whisper secrets to the wind.
John Peel picks Roy Orbison and It's Over. I was lucky enough to meet John once before he died, and I was all kinds of turned inside out with, I was with Edith Bowman, and she said, do you want to meet John? And I was like, no, don't do that, don't do that, because I was just so, I looked up to him so much. But he was absolutely lovely, and he remembered putting one of our songs in his Festive 50 back in 1998. A lovely man. I remember what he said, actually, when he played it. He played Powder Blue long before he had a record deal. We brought it out on our own label, Soft Records. And he said,
That was Elbow from Manchester. The song was called Powder Blue, and in a few years I'll be eligible to wear powder blue slacks, which is something I'm looking forward to a great deal.
This is Six Music.
This.
Guitar-based bands have riffs, and for me that's always what it's been about.
Is Chrissy Hynde.
This afternoon in the first of two shows on Six Music, I'll be delving through my record collection and picking out some of my favorite songs.
A journey of old and new.
Doesn't that make you feel good? And keeping me company on this sonic journey will be my friend and fellow American, a huge music fan, John McEnroe.
I love bands and I love rock and roll.
John, where were you when the Sex Pistols started? Because I didn't know you yet.
My first trip to England was in 1977. I was out there on the court misbehaving to a small degree, but comparatively speaking to what I was seeing on King's Road, walking down the street, man, why are they saying I'm a punk?
Chrissy Hynde.
Tomorrow afternoon from 4 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's finest hour on 6 Music.
Mike Fellows from Silver Jews. This is a lovely thing. The Kurt Vile tune that I played at the top of the hour there reminded me of this. I just want to point some lyrics out. It sounds like he's lost a friend. Or it could be, you know, I don't know. Anyway, the opening lines are so touching. Beam of light's come to lift your life away. You may have wanted it that way, to leave yourself behind. I'd like to visit where you've gone, bring to you some of that smoke you love, maybe leave myself behind. It's so simple and so touching, and something that if you've ever lost someone that's close to you, you'll be able to relate to. A very tender, beautiful thing from Mike Fellows, formerly of the Silver Jews. This is called Our Crank.
Thank you.
jet pouch, whatever comes. Submarines, kidney pool, southern gents will never lose your dance routine. Caught their eye, brought you up to dry them
That was Mike Fellows, and the song was called Our Crank. It's from an album of his called Limited Storyline Guest, which was recommended to me by the girl that used to work at Pelican Records, which is gone now. See, I love finding records that way. What have you got that's really good? And she'd go, oh, listen to this. And I bought it. So yeah, once again, Mike Fellows and Our Crank from the album Limited Storyline Guest. My featured artist this week is the wonderful Tune Yards. If you get a chance to see her this summer, I urge you to go. Apart from when she's playing at Glastonbury, because she conflicts directly with when we're on stage. You can maybe catch the first half of her show and then leg it over Seals, eh? Here she is, Tune Yards, with a song called Sunlight, and this is an example of an artist recommended to me by one of you lot. Dave Murray first recommended this tune back in, let me pull up your file here, 2009. Thanks Dave for turning me on to this amazing young woman. It's an incredible sound and you've got to see her live. Tune Yards and Sunlight.
So
told you it was great. Tune Yards and Sunlight. This is Wim Merton's A Song for Guy recommendation from David Street. Very subtle little number for your Sunday afternoon called AWOL.
BBC News at 3:30, I'm Tom Sanders. Iraqi government forces are reported to have retaken a number of towns which have been seized by Sunni militants. Sunni fighters, militants from the group ISIS, a breakaway faction of Al-Qaeda, still control Tikrit and Mosul. An explosion in central Baghdad has killed at least 9 people. The BBC's Jonathan Beale is in Baghdad.
There are an awful lot of police military checkpoints. That didn't stop that car bomb going off, though. It is a fairly regular occurrence in this city. Outside Baghdad, you have seen the ISIS advance being stalled. That's partly because of the involvement of Shia militia and also Kurdish militia in support of the government. But nevertheless, the Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki does need outside help. And the question, the big question, is where does he get that help from?
Election officials in Afghanistan have begun the process of counting votes after yesterday's final round of the presidential election. Officials say more than 50 people were killed in incidents around the country during voting. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he's sure members of the Islamist Palestinian movement Hamas were behind the abduction of 3 teenagers on Thursday. 80 Palestinians have been arrested by Israeli security forces searching for the youngsters. A senior Hamas official in Gaza has dismissed the claims of their involvement, but Mr. Netanyahu said Israel reserved the right to defend itself.
Israel will act against the kidnappers and their terrorist sponsors and comrades. We will do whatever needs to be done to protect our people, our citizens, our children, and our teenagers from the scourge of terrorism.
The Scottish Secretary Alistair Carmichael says he would back the idea of English devolution. He said the matter was unfinished business of the constitutional reform that's taken place since the Scottish Parliament was set up in 1997. And the England manager Roy Hodgson says his team can win their next 2 games in the World Cup group stage if they perform as well as they did against Italy last night. The squad are back in Rio. That's 6 Music News. The next update at 4:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Yeah.
do, won't it? Keith Annell got in touch and said, you never play stuff to make me feet move. To make me foot move. To make me feet move. And then he wanted Alphabet Street by Prince, but I wasn't in the mood, so I played that instead. Melody's Echo Chamber from the album of the same name, that was Crystallised. That'll do, won't it? It's great. The Ink Spots. I love the Ink Spots. I forget sometimes, and then I would come across the music, and I've been doing quite a bit of travelling. Like I said, when I came back from the States, I've been out in Russia with the band, and it's festival season now, so I'll be to and froing every weekend. Off to Belgium this weekend, Germany the following weekend, etc, etc. So while I'm travelling, I just throw it all on shuffle sometimes. Unless I'm in the mood for an album, I just throw it all on shuffle. And the Ink Spots appeared with this one when I was at 35,000 feet. I love it.
Someone's rocking my dream home. Someone's invading my dream. We were sailing along, so peaceful and calm. Suddenly something went wrong. Someone's rocking my dream boat, disturbing a beautiful dream. It's a mystery to me, this mutiny at sea. Who can it be? A friendly breeze gave us a start to a paradise of our own. All at once a storm blew us apart and left me drifting alone. Someone's rocking my dream boat. I'm captain without any crew. But with love as my guide, I'll follow the tide. I'll keep sailing till I find you.
Someone's rocking my dream boat. Someone's invading my dream.
We were sailing along, so peaceful and calm. Suddenly something went wrong.
Someone's rocking my dream boat, disturbing a beautiful dream.
It's a mystery to me, this mutiny at sea. Who can it be?
Who can it be?
A friendly breeze gave us a start to a paradise of our own. All at once a storm blew us apart and left me drifting alone.
Someone's rocking my dream boat. I'm captain without any crew.
But with love as my guide, I'll follow the tide. I'll keep sailing till I find you.
A default song of mine, something that enters my head when I'm not thinking about it. Someone's rocking my dream, but I love it. The Ink Spots. There's a really nice collection just called The Ink Spots, which I recommend. It's a very specific mood. It's quite spooky in a way. I find it a little bit gothic in some ways, a little bit sad as well, but really relaxing. I love it. So I told you that by the time this programme goes out, I will have recorded my edition of Desert Island Discs with the wonderful Kirsty Young. I can't wait to meet her. So I'm celebrating by playing quite a few little Desert Island Disc snippets on this week's show. Patrick Moore does all my little idents that you hear throughout the show. For instance, this one.
Mantra Luna. Mantra Luna.
I was so pleased that he agreed to do that because I'm a huge fan of the man. He mapped the far side of the moon. How do you do that? He's so clever. And because he successfully mapped the moon, the Russians gave him the photographs first. That was part of the agreement. As long as I get the exclusive photographs when you've been round the moon. So because he was accurate and quite correct about what the far side of the moon was like, they did indeed give him the photos first. And what did he do? He broadcast them live. A generosity of spirit in the man. Wonderful. We know he was a great musician. But have a listen to this story from his edition of Desert Island Discs. If we weren't already impressed with the late, great Patrick Moore.
Einstein was another great scientist who was deeply interested in music, wasn't he?
He was indeed. He was an expert violinist. May I tell you one lovely story? Many, many years ago, when I was a young cadet learning how to fly at the very start of the war, I went down to a conference in New York on my leave, and Einstein was there, and I was invited to a little reception afterwards. Einstein was there, not very many of us, and someone said, "Will you give us a violin solo?" And he said, "I play the Swan. There's no accompanist." Well, there was a piano there, and I just happened to know it. So I have actually accompanied Einstein, and I wish I'd had a tape, but of course there were no tapes in those days.
It's a very great shame there wasn't a recording of that. Was it good?
He was magnificent. I don't believe there is any recording of Einstein playing the violin. There was one lovely story about him, and I think it was with Kreisler he was playing sometime after the war, and they were playing a duet, and Einstein went wrong. And Kreisler made the classic remark, "The trouble with you, Albert, is you cannot count."
I think that's wonderful.
Isn't it, eh? So that was the Swan, unfortunately not played by Patrick Moore and Albert Einstein. Nobody recorded that. Nobody thought to record that. What a shame. But an amazing story nonetheless. So here's the Beckopedia for the second time this week. She's got another celebration of South American music for us. Now then.
Now then. Ask any lover of Latin dance music about the tango, and the conversation will inevitably come round to Carlos Gardel, a singer, songwriter, composer and actor with outrageous good looks and a gorgeous baritone voice, who was considered by Argentinians to be the king of tango. Born in France in 1890, his single mother moved them to Buenos Aires when he was two, declaring herself a widow in a bid to escape scandal. As a teenager, he began singing in bars and at private parties, and before long had his first recording success. From there, his career blossomed thanks to his beautiful voice and his passionate interpretations of tangos written by himself and his lyricist Alfredo Lepera. Suddenly, everyone was dancing the tango from Buenos Aires to Paris. Movies followed, and he became a huge star in Latin America. And then, disaster. On the 24th of June 1935, his plane went down in Colombia, killing him, Alfredo, and everyone else on board. It seemed an entire continent went into mourning for the man, his presence, and his music. He had written his last tango, but he'd left a wonderful legacy, because from that moment to this, Gardel's music has continued to be played the world over as couples move and sway to the irresistible swoon of his passionate tangos. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Mi Buenos Aires querido, cuando yo te vuelvo a ver, no habrá más pena ni olvido. El farolito de la calle en que nací fue el sentinela de mis promesas de amor. Bajo su quieta lucecita yo la vi, a mi bebé tan luminosa como un sol. Hoy que la suerte quiere que te vuelva a ver, ciudad porteña de mi único querer, oigo la queja de un bandoneón, dentro de mi pecho pide rienda al corazón. Mi Buenos Aires, tierra florida, darme mi vida terminaré. Bajo tu amparo no hay desengaño, vuelan los años, se olvida el dolor. En caravana los recuerdos pasan con una estela dulce de emoción. Quiero que sepas que al evocarte se van las penas del corazón. La veretanita de mi calle de Arrabal, donde sonríe una muchachita en flor. Quiero de nuevo yo volver a contemplar aquellos ojos que acarician al mirar. En la cortada más maleva una canción, dice su ruego de coraje y de pasión. Una promesa y un suspirar borra una lágrima de pena aquel cartel. Mi Buenos Aires querido, cuando yo te vuelva a ver, no habrá más pena ni olvido.
Mi Buenos Aires querido by Carlos Gardel, and chosen by the Beckopedia to help with Six Music's celebration of South American music to coincide with the beginning of the World Cup in Brazil. Famously, none of the members of Elbow really follow the football. I have to say it's club football. I do enjoy an international competition. And the BBC sweepstake, I think I've got Cameroon. I've got £2 on Cameroon. Hey?
This year on BBC Radio 6 Music, we'll be bringing you closer to even more live music from the Glastonbury Festival. But just for one second, let's take a moment to think about the cows of Worthy Farm. Every year, while we get this, all they can hear is this. while we're bringing you this. The cows, well, I know which field I'd rather be in. Join me, Steve Lamacq, every day next week as I have your chance to win tickets to Glastonbury.
That was one of the most compelling things I've heard at Glastonbury ever.
Get in on the action and closer to more music you love. Find out how on Monday afternoon from 4 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Where are we going now? Oh, yeah, right. So, as part of the South American celebrations, I wanted to remind you of this one. It's the Sanctus Hosanna in Excelsis and Benedictus from the Missa Gaia Mass. And this is what happens if you get the choir of St. John the Divine Cathedral, right, doing the Sanctus, put some whale song over the top, and then throw a Brazilian Escola de Samba band over it. Doesn't sound like it'll work, does it? And, you know, the whales are questionable, if I'm quite honest, but given that the Missa Gaia was, well, it means Earth Mass, you know, it was to celebrate the Earth and to sort of, lots of sort of climate issues surrounding the Missa Gaia. So, but what a wonderful idea to put the Hosanna over a samba band. This always gets a great reaction when I play it on the radio. Turn it up, it's perfect Sunday afternoon music. choir of St. John the Divine Cathedral, New York, the Brazilian Escola de Samba, and some Wales, doing Sanctus Hosanna in Excelsis and Benedicti. I'm going to be with you next week. Thanks to Michelle, Pete, the Beckopedia, and everyone who sent in song for Guy recommendations this week. Chrissy Hynde coming up next. That's going to be excellent. I'm going to play out with Bill Evans. When I say I'm going to play out with Bill Evans, I don't mean we're going to go down the park and hang out in the trees. I'm going to play Bill Evans to finish the programme, as always, with the beautiful Peace Piece. I'll see you next week. Enjoy Chrissy's show, everyone. Good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington.